Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Hallelujah, because you still have breath in your body. Hallelujah, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, come on, enter in this morning with all faith. Open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, let's just thank God for who he is, amen. For all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do. If you come trusting him on today, amen, say amen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you come believing, amen, I want to tell you, church, hallelujah, you shall receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on and enter in with all faith, amen, to receive your healing, to receive your miracle, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we come with all faith, believing and trusting you, O God, in all things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Oh, Lord, we come, O God, hallelujah, that we may receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, O God. We thank you for the laying down and the raising up this morning, amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, it's you that have kept us, amen. It's you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now to have your way out. Oh, Lord, saturate the atmosphere. Touch everybody, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help on today. And we just want to say thank you. We come walking in expectations, oh, Lord. But Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, right now that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you because we come by faith on one accord, oh God. We come by faith this morning, oh God. So we thank you for your presence, amen. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, because we believe that our prayers will not be earthbound, that they will send into the supernatural. So we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come believing, oh God, we ask, oh Lord, that you help us with our unbelief, amen. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Oh glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, oh God, to you with a heart of thanksgiving, amen. We thank you, oh God, for all the good things in our lives, for you are the creator of all things good, amen. Oh Lord, if it had not been for you, oh God, on our side, where would we be, hallelujah, this morning? But Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence, oh God, is the fullness of our joy, and in your presence, we are complete and whole, in your presence, we have purpose, amen, because of your presence, oh God, we're glad to to be here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your plan, that we may have a full life, amen, and enjoy it in heaven, an abundance of overflowing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah, that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through the storms that come into our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your presence in our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come humble ourselves with your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray for your help this morning, not just for ourselves, but those in our family, and all that we love, us, God, oh, God, and concerned about us, and those who are operating in darkness, oh, God. It is our prayer, hallelujah, that we come into your marvelous light, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood and your finished work on Gabriel, that we can decree and declare, amen, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come to praise you this morning, as your word says you desire, in truth and in spirit, oh God, that true praise and worship, hallelujah, hallelujah, spring forth right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare the prayer of Psalm 91 over to do us right now, and those that are standing and all that we love, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help on today. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh God. Do a new thing in us right now. Oh, Lord, change, oh God, and make us more like you. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Move, 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 Holy Spirit, like never before right now. Oh, purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. Let the works of the enemy be uprooted and destroyed right now. Let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy, that they devour their own selves. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them fall in their own pits that they've dug for us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them be entangled and captured in their own nets that they laid out for us to be entangled and captured in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Your word says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, to call upon you, you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Lord God, we come to you. We cry out. We call unto you, creator of the universe. We ask you to show us great and mighty things of the untellable riches of your glory and splendor. All that you are, help us to plumb the depth of your being, oh God, and know you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we worship you. We praise your holy name. Bless thee, your holy name, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. My Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ's mighty name, we come to you in humility and fear and trembling. Acknowledge our sins against you and others, oh God. We truly repent, oh God, with godly sorrow, that we have hurt you through our ways, oh God. We choose, hallelujah, to forgive those that we perceive that have hurt or harmed us, or others, our friends and loved ones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask to forgive them and bless them, oh God, the way you desire to forgive and bless them. We ask you to forgive us of our sins against you and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, amen, to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let not your Holy Spirit depart from us. It hurts us, Lord, to know that we have hurt you. We are very sorry, oh Lord. We repent and turn, amen. We choose not to ever do this again. Help us, Lord God. Please, Lord, tell us to not sin against you. Lord, cause us to go into your path of righteousness, not seeking our own way. Restore us to walk in your courts, O Heavenly Father. Renew a right spirit within us, with a right heart, a contrite and humble heart, to know you and serve you all the days of our lives. Call the Lord to walk on the high places with you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, touch every heart and mind on the line today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, move, move, move right now. Oh, Lord, purify, sanctify, mind and thoughts, with the blood of Jesus, cleansing out all darkness, amen, anything contrary to your will, oh God, that our thoughts be righteous, pure, and holy unto you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask you, Lord God, to give us divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, and emotions, in physical being, in the
accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful morning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the plan of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give each person, oh God, that we pray for today according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing, oh God, that you have given us. Amen. And the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come seeking his first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you have for us to do? And Lord, we pray right now, oh Lord, that you will be our strength, that we will fulfill every assignment that you place in our care. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we bless your holy name. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing of glory and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water springing up forth abundantly with life and life abundant. Fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us our eyes to see, oh God. Hallelujah, spiritually. And hallelujah, the heart and to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessings, and all that you have for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us. Amen. Pour out your anointing on us, and we receive it right now. Your anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things, and let your love for brightness shine through us. Amen. Hallelujah. And to us, as an act of your worship of God, to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, according to Matthew 16 and 18, we thank you that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, and tormented spirits, and strong men along with their evil principalities, powers, and rules of wickedness, in high places, including all their works, roots, pinnacles, and links, hallelujah, including any spirits and strong men of doubt, unbelief, levity, pride, anger, rage, strife, deception, self-deception, confusion, self-confusion, divination, Jezebel, Python, accusation, familiar fears, delusion and self-delusion, unforgiveness, witchcraft, and willful sins. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, any sin that's operating us, any spirit outside the Holy Spirit that's operating us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind and loose all these demonic spirits and strong men from us, from everyone that we pray for today or will pray for, from every organ in our bodies, from every cell in our bodies, from every gland, muscle, ligament, and bone in our bodies, and then from our home properties, marriages, cars, trucks, businesses, ministries, offices, workplaces, finances, and pets. Hallelujah. And we loose them to go with Jesus Christ, send them, and we bind them and command them to stay there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we place the blood of Jesus Christ between us right now, and we just want to say thank you. We thank the Heavenly Father that it is written in Psalm 91 and Matthew 6, many other places of your word, that you are our deliverer. Hallelujah. We ask you to give us and everyone we pray for today, and we'll bring to the altar today total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all evil, wicked, demon, lying, perverse, unclean, foul, demonic spirits, strong men and their messengers, from all sickness, disease, infirmities, affliction, infections, viruses, inflammation, disorders of any kind in every cell of our bodies, in every gland in our bodies, in every organ in our bodies, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growths, radical growths, cancers, tumors, spasm, lesions, sins in any parts of our body. Amen. Every part we ask you to heal us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to give our homes, cars, church offices, businesses, finances, ministries, properties, and total deliverance, and liberty and freedom from all evil, wicked, lying, perverse, unclean spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the path this deliverance on today, man. We decree in the path that we are free, and we are free indeed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been, Father God, for you on our side, where would we be? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Come on, let's enter in right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you right now. Lord Jesus Christ, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood come to Psalm 91, overthrew and around and about us. Our spirit, mind, will, and emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas. Jesus, the beings of all spiritual natural doors and openings come into our lives and those that we love and concerned about our properties, the atmosphere above and around us, our homes, cars, lands, animals, vehicles, and workplaces. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood. My Lord, my God. Lord God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we came to anoint the most holy of God. We thank you and to establish your kingdom, of God. Lord, we have obtained mercy and that we belong to you. And you are our God, amen. That whoever calls upon you be saved, O Lord. Let them come to Mount Zion and be delivered, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, according to Joel 3:17, let the people know that you are the Lord God, dwelling in Zion, the holy mountain, amen. Let no stranger pass through Zion anymore. Let the mountain strip the new wine into our lives, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the hills flow with milk into our lives, amen. Let the rivers of Judah, hallelujah, which is praise, flood our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your fountain come forth from the church and water, hallelujah, well in the valley of Shittim, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let Judah, oh God, dwell in our life forever, and your church from generation to generation. Lord, you have raised up the tabernacle of David and repaired its damages and raised up its ruins as in the days of old. Amen. The nations coming to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your church possess the remnant of Edom. Amen. And all the nations which are called by your name. Amen. Let our life yield such a harvest that we won't be able to bring it all of the wheat before plowing time, and that we have grapes left over from season to season, a fruitful vineyard that covers the mountains, amen. Let us rebuild our towns and live in them, amen. May we drink wine from our own vineyards and eat the fruit we grow, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, plant our roots deep in the land that you have given us, amen, so that we never, hallelujah, that we will never be uprooted, amen, again in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Let the nation receive deliverance on Mount Zion, let them walk in holiness. Let us possess, hallelujah, for our possessions, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, assemble the lame of God and the outcast and the afflicted, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you reign over us in Mount Zion from henceforth and forever and evermore, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, your kingdom has come to us, even the first dominion, amen. Lord, you have had compassion on us and have subdued our iniquities and have cast out our sins into the depths of the sea, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let the feet of them who preach the gospel bring good tidings, oh God, and public peace to the nation, amen. Lord, you rejoice over us with gladness and singing, and you cry out of us with your love, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you will deal with all who afflict us, and you will save the lame. You will gather those who were driven out, returning them home, oh God, giving, hallelujah, giving us praise and honor in the place of our captivity. In the name of Jesus Christ, let nations be joined unto you, Lord God, and let them be your people with, hallelujah, with you dwelling in the midst, amen. Lord, you are the branch, build the temple of God, your church, and rule from your throne, oh God. Lord, we, hallelujah, we dwell in the midst of your church, the city of truth, the mountains of the Lord, our host, amen. Lord, dwell in our life in truth and righteousness, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let holiness of the Lord be upon our life, oh God. And we will serve, hallelujah, we will serve you, oh God, in your house, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. You put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt the lowly, oh God. Lord, we come humbling ourselves when your word says, if we humble ourselves, oh God, you will exalt us. But if we exalt ourselves, oh God, you will humble us, oh God. It is our prayer that we'll always operate with the spirit of humbleness. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We can't thank you enough this morning, but yet still, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. Amen. With our ears, let us hear, Lord God. Every time you call, we give ourselves to you, Lord God. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord God. We lift them up in praise. Amen. We will worship you, Lord God, all the blessed days of our life. Our mouth would give to you, Lord God. Right now, we shout with victory. Amen. We belong to you, Lord. Amen. Now we're living free, amen, and we thank you, Lord God, for our freedom. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we enter in and all that petition and prayer this morning. Oh, Lord, let your prayer, hallelujah, let our prayers be answered, oh God, according to thy will, oh God, according to your appointed time, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I lift up everyone on this line today and all that's in their home and all that they're concerned about. Lord, I lift up your daughter, Brandy, this morning, amen. I lift up your daughter, Takara, this morning. I lift up your daughter, amen, Sean, this morning. I lift up your son, Lauren, this morning. I lift up your daughter, Carol, this morning, amen. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, move mighty in their lives, oh God. Move mighty right now, Holy Spirit, in them. Hallelujah. Let them feel you on them right now, Holy Spirit. Come now right now. Move mighty. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Whatever it is, Father God, that's not of you, let it be uprooted right now and cast down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, fill us, oh God, with all of you, oh God, every area that the enemy has vacated. Oh Lord, fill it with thy glory, that Shekinah glory to overflowing, that all will see your glory upon us, oh God, and know that we are your sons and daughters, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we will not be denied. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits, but we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your riches, oh God. Thank you for your blessing and making rich and add no sorrow. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we cover it with the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray right now that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. We won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now, that they will not be able to locate us in the spirit or in the natural. Amen. We silence their tongues right now, that they will not be able to speak no evil against our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of those that we love and concerned about, we deafen their ears, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the authority that we could decree a thing. So we decree and declare that they're blinded, they're deaf, they're deaf, and they're mute, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and their works are destroyed, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you that they cannot and will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are not going and coming on today. And all that we love and concerned about, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you send your angels before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every attack of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. That we will not encounter such attacks. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today, and those in our family and loved ones may enter into them. Hallelujah. Over our homes and all that's in our homes. Amen. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up. Everywhere our feet may tread up. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over it right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, look at you, shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you. We receive it. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family, and turn it all around for our good. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can receive the victory, that we receive the victory, amen, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Father God, increase the love in our lives. Hallelujah. Increase your peace, oh God. We bless your name. We thank you for your protection. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift up my mother on today. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you and all that's in your home, Mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Amen. The sound of my voice this morning. If you would just open up your mouth and just thank God right now.
Thank you.
You would just welcome in the Holy Spirit and let God have his way in every situation. Amen. God is able to do it. He's done it before. Guess what? He'll do it again. He's still working miracles today. We serve a miracle-working God. Amen. We serve a God that stands on his promises. And yes and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, and welcome, everyone. Welcome. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We thank God for another day. Amen. We thank God for divine positioning. Amen. We are in order. Hallelujah. We thank God for order this morning. And we come to receive on today. We have positioned ourselves that we can receive from our Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you again for this set time, oh God, to allow us to come. As we decree in the cap, this is the appointed time that our breakthrough is here. Amen. It's harvest time. Amen. Our healing has come. Amen. Hallelujah. The old has passed away. The new has come. We stand new men and women of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We have decreed in the cap. We're not going back. Amen. To the old way. Amen. We're going to stay on fire for the Lord. We thank God for the Holy Ghost fire that's present. Amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's for you. Your name is on it. Amen. Can't nobody, hallelujah, receive it for you because it's for you and you only. Amen. Your child can't get it for you. Your husband, your wife, your mother, your brother, sister, your father. It's for you to receive. Amen. But first you got to believe it so that you can receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Again, welcome this morning. As we are day 7 here in the month of February, we thank God for keeping us. How many know God to be a keeper? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning again. Good morning and welcome. We're going to call your name. It's the first time on the line with us. The way we do it is we'll call your name right after prayer as we enter in. Amen. Coming against every attack the enemy has set up to keep us confused, to keep us in a place of being a hindering state. So we thank God that breakthrough has come that we can receive on today. Amen. So by the way we started, we'll call your name, ask you how you're doing this morning. We want to welcome you. Amen. Anything you'd like to say, please do so. And then we have our scripture reading. And then after that, we take our prayer petition. Amen. And then I'll close us out in prayer, prayers that I've been led to pray for us in the covering. Amen. So good morning and welcome, Sister Brandy. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning. All is well. How you doing?
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. We're so glad to hear your voice on the line this morning, knowing that God has kept you. Amen. I just thank God for your life. I pray God will continue to be your strength. Amen. Your peace, your way, your life. And we just love you so much, as you already know. And we're not gonna stop saying it. Amen. It ain't nothing you can do about it. We love you. And we thank God for you. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Amen, amen. Good morning, Takara. God bless you, sister. How you doing? How you been? And welcome.
To God be praised. Good morning, y'all. To God be praised.
Amen, amen. God bless you. So good to hear your voice. That's on the line this morning. We thank God for you. We love you so much, as you already know. But we're going to keep telling you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Good morning, Sister Sean. God bless you. Welcome for the first time on the line with us. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. So God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you. I'm just so excited you being on the line this morning. You said you was going to be on it. Guess what? You're a woman of your word. And we just thank God for you this morning, coming up on one accord with us, touching and agreeing. So I pray, God, that there be a mighty move in your life of God's greatness and God's favor upon your life and your family like never before. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you, brother. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad to be here. I'm just so thankful that I didn't oversleep, that I was able to get up and be on the line today. I'm just so happy.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. It's such an honor and a privilege. I tell you, I'm just so grateful for you. Minister Lauren is one of our ministers of the Gospel Public Ministries. He's out in Illinois. And we just thank God for you, brother, being on the line, touching the grid, and positioning yourself to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. We do so much for men. We get in position for the call of men, but it's nothing like getting in position for the call of God and watch God do a mighty work in your life. Amen. Trusting God all the way and standing on His promises. Amen of yes and amen. We love you, Minister Lauren. We thank God for you, and I pray many blessings that they were upon your life and all that you love and concerned about, that God would divinely intervene in every situation concerning you and turn it all around for your good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
God bless you. A big welcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing? This morning, Mama, my mom is on the line again this morning. Her name is Carol. God bless you. Welcome, Mama. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm here, still here, getting ready to go get some injection shots this morning. So I have to be there at 7:15. I'm up.
Amen.
The phone, I say 5 o'clock off. I need to sleep to 5:45 so I can get up and get dressed, but God didn't let me go back to sleep, so I'm on here.
Amen. Glory to God. I had something for you to receive this morning. I pray that you receive it or received it already in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as God is bringing order into your life. Amen. As God is restoring you. Amen. Understand the enemy wants to keep us out of that place where God can use us so that He can use us. You got to understand there's two kingdoms operating here, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And we got to ask ourselves, what kingdom are we operating from? Amen. So there's something that God has for you to see. Whenever you feel that pulling, amen. Whenever you feel that it's an attack, actually, but the enemy comes in subtle to try to keep you out of those places where God is calling you to be in. You'll find it harder to get in that place of prayer. You find it harder to get in that place of worship. You find it harder to get into God's word because it's an attack of the enemy that's come against you to keep you out of that place because he knows how powerful you are, amen. Especially if you let God use you. The Lord God, we thank God on today, amen. As you go forth, we decree and declare that you're blessed going and blessed coming back in, and we come against every attack of the enemy, amen, and you're going and you're coming in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come, hallelujah. Brother God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will empower and bless, oh God, any medication or vitamin, herb, or supplement that your daughter is taking the injection on today, Father God, that it will work according to, hallelujah, your plan and purpose for it, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against any, we ask, oh God, that you will nullify in the destroy any allergic reaction or adverse side effects of any kind of the injection, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare that you're healed, that you're delivered and set free, oh God. Let peace come upon your daughter, amen, like never before. Let peace overtake her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your peace run her down, oh God. Let joy overtake her, unspeakable joy, amen, that anyone that's around, oh God, let it become contagious, that they too will receive the joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, put your word in her mouth, oh God, that she would speak your word, oh God, not her word or the word of this world, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, not decree and declare I'm sick, but I'm healed, amen, decree and declare I'm blessed, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, oh God, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, my mother, and I love you, and I thank God for you. It's in Jesus' name, I pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, amen. I want you to understand, family, and say family, because we are family, amen, that God wants to bless us, amen. God has a plan for us, amen. There's something, hallelujah, God is calling you to, and I pray that God would open up your eyes to be able to see it clearly, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, God keep you, mom, we love you. I love you, and I thank God for you, amen. Hallelujah. This normally our sister is on the line, Sister Shavante, normally is on the line, and I want to just reach out to her this morning while we go to our scripture this morning. I'm just going to give her a shout out. to tell her to jump on the line this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture today is going to be coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 19, and verse 23 through 29. Hallelujah. That's Matthew chapter 19, verse 23 through 29. Hallelujah, God. Once you have it, say amen. My Lord, my God. Once you have that scripture, then. Amen. All right. Matthew chapter 19, verse 23 through 29. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All righty. Hey, all righty. That's Matthew chapter 19, verse 23-29. I want to make sure everybody has it.
Amen. Got it.
Amen. All righty. Is that everybody? Brandy, you have it?
Yes.
Takara, you have it?
Yes.
Sean, you have it?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Mama, you have it?
I'm not at the Bible. I'm getting dressed in the bathroom, so I'll hear from you guys.
All right, all right. All right, everyone that has it, we're going to take a scripture, a piece here. So we want Brandy to start off with 19. Brandy, you're going to start off with 19 to 20. And then Takara, take 20. I'm sorry, not 19. 23. Brandy, start off at
okay.
23. And then Takara, take 24. Sean, take 25. Minister Lauren Green, take 26. And then I'll take 27. And, okay, there goes. There go, sorry, you all. Shavante, God bless you. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 23 through 29.
You said Matthew 19,
23 through 29.
Okay, hold on.
We'll give that a moment and give her a moment there to get the scripture. Hallelujah. Again, it's Matthew chapter 19, verse 23 through 29. All right, so again, that's going to be Matthew chapter 19, verse 23 through 29. Brandy going to take 23, Takar 24, Sean 25, Minister Lauren Green 26, Shavante 27, and then I'll close out with 28 and 29. Amen.
Okay.
You got it, Shavante?
You said 28. 27.
Come again, Shavante.
You said I'll read 27.
Yeah, so it's 23, Brandy, 24, Takara, 25, Sean, 26, Minister Lauren Green, 27, for you. So you read 27 and 28, so it's one after the other. And let us know what version you're coming through, coming from, I'm sorry, coming from. All right, go ahead and let's get started. Go ahead, James.
Okay, verse 23, New King James Version. Then Jesus
Amen.
Said to his disciples, surely I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Verse 24, coming out of NIV. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter into the kingdom of God.
25, King, excuse me, King James Version. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved?
Verse 26, this is the New International Version. 26. Try to see it. It says, Jesus looked at them and said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Amen.
27 says, and I'm out of New King James Version. It says, then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?
Amen. Verse 28 says, the New King James Version. So Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life." And I'm going to close off with verse 30. "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is the Bible saying? And to break this down and make it as simple as we can here, because we look at verse 24. Hallelujah. "And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to come to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And understanding the scripture here, because it is impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, it appears impossible for a rich person to get into the kingdom of God. But Jesus explained, however, that with God, all things are possible. So even rich people can enter the kingdom if God brings them in. Amen. Faith in Christ, not in self or riches, is what counts. Amen. The question is, on what are you counting for salvation? When we look at the scriptures here, the disciples were astonished. They thought that if anyone could be saved, it would be the rich, whom their culture considered especially blessed by God. In the Bible, God gives rewards to his people according to his justice. In the Old Testament, obedience often brought reward. Amen. In this life, when we look in the book of Deuteronomy 28, amen, but obedience and immediate reward are not always linked. So if they were good people, would always be rich, and suffering would always be a sign of sin. See, as believers, our true reward is God's presence and power through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So later in eternity, we will be rewarded for our faith and service. If material rewards in this life came to us for every faithful deed, we will be tempted to boast about our achievements and act up out of our own motivations. Amen. See, Jesus assured the disciples in verse 29 that anyone who gives up something valuable for his sake will be repaid many times over in this life. So although not necessarily in the same form, for example, a person may be rejected by his or her own family for accepting Christ, but he or she will gain the larger family of believers. Amen. Hallelujah. As I close out here in chapter 30, the Bible says, hallelujah, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Jesus turned the world's value upside down. Consider the most powerful and well-known people in our world. How many got, hallelujah, where they are by being humble, self-effacing, and gentle? Not many. But in the life to come, the last will be first. If they go in last place by choosing to follow Jesus, don't forfeit eternal rewards for temporary benefits. Be willing to make sacrifices, not for greater rewards later. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God. I want us to understand this. Be willing to make sacrifices now for greater rewards later. Be willing to accept human disapproval while knowing that you have God's approval. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And it's my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name I pray that. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I hope you all received it on today. Many of us have counted ourselves, hallelujah, to be last. But Jesus said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. If you have a prayer petition, I'm going to call your name. Amen. We want to pray with you and for you on one accord with all faith. Amen. We're going to start with our sister, Brandy. God bless you, Brandy. Go ahead.
I just pray that God covers and protects each and every one of you guys, and just reveal the truth in each one of you all's lives.
Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 That's a powerful prayer, right? That's a powerful petition. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh God. Oh Lord, not just by ourselves, oh God, coming together with all our, with our brothers and sisters in Christ, believing on one accord, oh God, that your truth will be revealed in our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So your word said, hallelujah, that the truth has set us free, and you are the truth, and we thank you that you have set us free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family, oh God, let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your truth, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us always. And we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask you to do a new thing, oh God. Do a new work in us, oh God. Change, oh God, approve anything that's not of you, oh God. And let it be cast down and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we lift up your servant, your daughter, Brandy, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you'll bless her mighty in her going and coming. Lord, that she go out to serve, oh God, that she will continually do your will, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that every seed that she's planted, oh God, and she watered by faith, oh God. Lord, we ask that you give the increase, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, increase in our goodness, amen, increase in our peace, oh, God, increase, oh, God, in our finances and support, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, increase the joy that's in our life, oh, God, increase the way, oh, God, when there seems to be no way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, bring healing to our body, amen, oh, Lord, strength to our bones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare you're healed, delivered, and set free. We decree and declare victory, hallelujah, for your life, the life of your children, the life of your husband, hallelujah, the life of your mother, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the life of your siblings, of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare by faith, it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God amen. Bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Bless the name of the Lord. I would just like to lift up my sister. She had a diagnosis from the doctor of throat cancer. Wanted to lift her up this morning.
Amen. Father God, what's your sister name, Takara?
Bashima.
Lashiva?
Bashima.
Bashima. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we come believing on one accord, oh God. Combine faith with your daughter this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, as she's petitioning, oh God, for the healing, oh God, and deliverance for the life of her sister, oh God. We know you to be a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare that she's healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we decree and declare Psalm 139 and 14 right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her body, oh God, that you've created and given be blessed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that Bashima right now, hallelujah, that she is fearfully and wonderfully made by you, oh God. Lord, bless her blood and circulatory system, her nervous system, and her endocrine system, oh God, her muscular system and skeletal system, oh God. Oh Lord, touch her throat, oh God, hallelujah, touch every part of her body and command the healing upon her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let every organ in her body be blessed. Let every part of her body function the way you intended to function, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we speak to cancer and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
oh Lord, we pray right now that you are possible, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare right now, 3 John 9.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are possible and be in help, even as a soul prosper. Amen. Lord, you are the Son
yes,
of righteousness. Arise over our life right now with healing in your wings.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
In the mighty
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus Christ.
In
oh
the
Lord,
mighty
let
name
be
of Jesus
Christ. Of the in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus
God.
Christ. And we just call the works of the devil, hallelujah, concerning her life right now, amen. In the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus
God.
Christ, and we declare and declare victory. We call the healed,
victory,
amen. We call
God.
The blessed, amen.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus
God,
Christ, of
Lord.
My Lord, my God, we declare the cross is delivered and set free up in every form and way of cancer,
yes,
God.
God.
Oh, Lord, even in this time,
yes,
oh God, hallelujah, God,
yes,
help her to
Lord.
Seek you even more, God. That she shall find you in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus Christ, of Lord. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you.
Yes,
oh, Lord, speak to the
thank
blood of God,
Lord.
But we know life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yes, oh
we can
God.
Hear the blood
yeah,
of the body right
her.
Now in the
Covering and healing for both myself and my fiance.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come,
yes,
oh God, on one accord this morning with your daughter, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we come believing, oh God, with her, oh God. But Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, oh God.
Yes,
Lord, help us, oh God, to continue to stand on your promise of yes and amen, knowing that you are a healer.
Yes,
you are Jehovah Rapha,
yes,
the Lord
God.
Who is. You are Jehovah
Jireh,
our provider.
You
Lord,
are,
you are
God.
The way,
thank
and you are the truth and the life, oh God. So Lord, as we look to your daughter,
God,
and what you want to
thank
this day, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God,
yes,
that you come with the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven.
Yes,
and we decree and declare whatever the blood
thank
of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, we pray for healing to that body, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray for speedy healing right now. That healing spring. Lord, we come with him on today, oh God, with the bond faith.
Yes.
And Lord, we believe, oh God, you to be a healer, oh God. We believe, oh God, to be a way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, oh God. You are a redeemer, oh God. Amen. You are our counselor, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you to move mighty in the life of your son, Larry Green, Senior, oh God. Lord, we bring healing to his mind, oh God. Lord, we believe your report. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene, oh God. Amen. And turn it all around for his good, oh God. But bring them out, oh God,
of
the situation. Bring them out, oh God, with strength, oh God. Bring them out, oh God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God.
Yes, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, amen, that you're with our brother, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, Holy Spirit, move over, amen, in the mighty way, oh God, hallelujah, let him receive joy right now, amen, hallelujah, and anyone that's around him right now, as we lift up, hallelujah, come to receive the joy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, let it be full, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Make them full of your joy and your presence, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Minister Lauren. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother Carol, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. For continue for healing for me and the husband, and praying for my family. They get a closer walk.
Yes,
Lord. Praying for everybody on the line. Their family is going through something. Because the word cancer is a big old word. And praying for complete healing. Just to touch each and every one of our bodies.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. We thank God for healing this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We stand on your word, oh God. And we depend upon healing. Amen. Lord, we come with our faith to bind faith with your daughter this morning, oh God. And we receive healing, oh God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and all that we love and concern about, oh Lord, that is dealing with any type of sickness, oh God, where the enemy has counted them out, oh God, where the enemy has delivered them a bad report. Lord, we decree and declare that we believe your report. We are healed. Amen. That they are set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Medicine. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for our healing. Amen. Thank you for healing our brothers and sisters. Thank you for healing our father. For healing our children, amen. Thank you for healing our co-workers and mothers, oh God. We thank you for healing right there. Thank you for healing our grandmothers, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for healing our wives and our husbands, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the very sickness that's trying to plague our body, amen. Whether it be mental illness or physically or spiritual, oh God, we thank you for our healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare that Isaiah 53 and God, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus carried our sickness and infirmities away, amen. According to Matthew 8:17, that we are healed and set free, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we cancel our spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I break and rebuke and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in any part of our bodies, in our lung bones, breastbone, back, spine, liver, kidneys, cancer, skin, and stomach. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney, cancer, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, all Alzheimer's, insomnia. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing and strength to our muscle, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, sprenum, spine, pancreas, eyes, water, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the whole body in its entirety, and I decree and declare healing, amen. I loose us right now from all heart attacks. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I loose us from high cholesterol. I lose it from high blood pressure. I lose it from silent problems.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose it from a wicked immune system. I loose it from all tongue. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose it from all diabetes. I loose it from all cancer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose it from all in the name of Jesus Christ, any disease known and unknown to men, I loose us.
Thank you, Lucy.
I loose us right now.
Thank you, Lucy.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and I bind us to healing and holding the wounds of life. Forgive us, oh God, for long any fear, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, and rebellion, to open the door to any sickness or infirmity in our lives. We renounce these things right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Lord. My Lord, my God, we cast out the spirit of infirmity that came into our lives through witchcraft right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us and those that we love are concerned about a sound heart, which is hallelujah, which is the life of the flesh. Amen. Remove from us our hallelujah. Our heart, any evil, simple attitude right now. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, remove any darts from our liver. Amen.
Thank
heal
you.
And deliver us and
thank
those in our family and loved ones from all pains. In the name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth,
we rebuke any
Jesus,
sickness that is coming to eat up our flesh, including cancer. In the name of Jesus Christ and those in our family. Amen. And we just want to say thank
you.
We just send a cry according to Psalm 41 and 8. Let no evil, disease, things of the law cling to our bodies. For those in our family, amen.
Yes,
we break our curses of sickness and disease, and we command all the hereditary spirits of sickness to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break all curses of sickness to death and destruction right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare the cross burden to us. We prosper and walk in health, even as our soul prospers. We receive the word of God, which is health for our flesh. And we just want to thank you, God.
We pray and declare that we will be able to do this.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it right now, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, in the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
In Jesus.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you, Mama. I love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. First off, thank you for that wake-up call. I appreciate it. I'm just full, and I'm just thanking God just for who he is. And, you know, I just continue to ask for his will in all of our lives. And just for him, just for us to just keep going. That's it.
Amen.
And I lift Liz and Coco up as well, yeah.
Liz and Coco.
Yep, in their family.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. We thank you, Lord God, that you have sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because you love us so much, oh God. So, Father God,
thank
we come in love,
Lord.
Oh God. Oh, Lord, we come on God, asking that you keep us in love, oh God, that we could do as your word commands, to love one another, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, withholding nothing, amen, loving with no conditions, amen, having that unconditional love like you have for us, oh God, amen, that you show us mercy, oh God, that you bless us each day with new mercies and new grace, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come, oh God, asking that thy will be done in our life, oh God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we not be tempted by the worldly things or possession of people of this world, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to keep our mind, oh God, stayed on you, oh God, to seek you more, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we lift up Liz and Coco on today, oh God. Lord, we ask for a mighty move, that you will move mighty in their life, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will make your way out of nowhere, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will divinely intervene and turn every situation around for their good, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that your way be coming in their life like never before, oh God, that they will feel you, oh God, that your Holy Spirit move on them right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's in them, O Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare that all is well right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We surrender all over to you, but holding nothing. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, yes, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep
thank
you. We love you. We thank God for your sister, Shavante. As we wrap
thank
up God. Here, we thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Our time is running out on this line, but we thank God for the extended time this morning as we receive a mighty move of God on this line. We thank you, Father God. Amen. I'm just going to
say
thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your words is truly it's true and established in heaven, forever established in heaven. Amen. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name as we come, oh God. Let us know, oh God, the way of peace. Amen. May the God of peace be with us all, amen, and those in our family. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to us, Father God. Lord, let peace come to us, oh God, in our household and all that we have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, lift up your comfort on our life and give us peace. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us your covenant of peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we would depart from evil and do good, and we will seek peace and pursue it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, you have redeemed our soul in peace from the battle that was against us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We declare that your law gives us great peace and nothing causes us to stumble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, according to Psalm 122:7, let peace be in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. Lord, make us peace in our borders, oh God, and fill us with the finest wheat up. Hallelujah. And we declare the crowd that we are spiritually minded. Therefore, life and peace are ours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. Amen. And Lord, we pray right now that we will not operate in confusion. Amen. But we will operate with the peace that you give. Amen. You are Lord of our peace and have made us one with you. And we thank you. Let our household be counted worthy so that your peace will come upon it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the crowd, John 14:27, the peace you give us, hallelujah, is not what the world gives. Therefore, our heart will not be troubled. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare that we will not acquit ourselves with you and be at peace and goodwill come to us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that you to give us strength and peace. Amen. We pray right now that we will be meek and delight ourselves in the abundance of peace. Let us be like the one who is blameless and upright for the future. That man is peace. Amen. Let our mind be stayed on you, God, that you keep us in perfect peace because we trust in you. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare, Lord, you have established peace for us, and we thank you. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we dwell in the peaceful habitation and secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. We declare and declare that our children will be taught by the Lord and their peace will be great. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your peace be on our heart and mind. Amen. Lord, hallelujah. We speak peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father,
thank
God,
you, Lord.
Peace to us, oh Lord. Amen.
Thank
oh God,
Lord.
And let us not turn back to folly. We pray right now that our ways be pleasing to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, said that you will make even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, your thoughts were just at peace. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord, bring help and healing to us, oh Lord, and reveal to us the abundance of peace and truth. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we will pursue those things that make peace for, hallelujah, for us and those that we love and concern about. The God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. You have made a covenant of peace with us, oh Lord, and it's an everlasting covenant, and we thank you for, Lord.
Yes,
it's in Jesus' name we pray and we receive, and we fill these prayers, every prayer that we pray with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for you and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
To
God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you all. May God keep you in the name of
thank
Jesus
you.
Christ of Nazareth. I'll call your name if you have anything to say. We have about 2 minutes here. Please say so and I say amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Shalane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God is a miracle worker. We trust God for his miracles.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you for the prayer and praying for us. Amen.
Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. And our sister Cara, a little for line drop, or she had to go. Amen. But God bless everyone. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that you are a child of God, that the blood of Jesus has redeemed you. Amen. Do not allow the prince of darkness to condemn you, for you have been justified by Jesus' blood, amen, sanctified and set apart, made holy and honored as a part of the bride of Christ. Rejoice that your redemption is here and that Jesus is Lord of your lives. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Until we meet again on tomorrow morning, you all stay safe. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Amen. Y'all have a good day. Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get what if you're asking.